Hi everyone, I'm Carla.
And I'm Lanes.
And together, we're the After Deck.
We chat about the latest Below Deck episodes each week.
Let's dive in, Lanes.
Can't wait.
Cheers, Lanes.
Cheers, Carla.
It is Easter Sunday for us.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
We're doing the recording today because Carla is going to Bali tomorrow for her holiday.
Indeed.
Without me.
All right. So we are doing Below Deck Season 11, Episode 9, The Real Housewives of Granada. And in this episode, it's basically the Jill Zarin show. The interior is under the pump and Anthony starts strong. But can he keep it up?
We're back at the dock. Remember last episode we left with Xandy, Fraser and Barbie sitting outside with Ben and Sunny inside, and it was all about Sunny's jealousy of Ben and Xandy's friendship / touchy-feely moments.
Yeah.
So Xandy's kicking off on the dock. She's pretty pissed.
Yeah, she's not happy.
I was meaning like drunk.
Oh, and that.
So she's pissed in both the ways we say it.
Yeah.
But Sunny and Ben work it out. They're in the cabin and Ben tells her it's not a sexual thing with Xandy like it is with you. And Sunny says sorry and they kiss and make up.
Yeah, I think he also says you can trust me. Mm. And then they have this really delicate kind of smooch.
Mm. I really like, I think I get into it a little bit later in the show, but Sunny, I'm enjoying watching her.
And I'm glad that she was very honest and direct. Like
Fraser is looking a little befuddled with Xandy going on about it though. His face is just like, I'm so confused about this. It doesn't really seem to be this much of a deal. But anyway.
Yeah.
It's 2:30 a.m. and Kyle is in bed with Barbie.
They start in the same bunk, don't they, Lanes? Mm-hmm. But he doesn't last very long.
No, old mate falls asleep, has one snore and she's kicked him out.
She relegates him to the bottom bunk.
She's like, nah, get off.
We get this little bit of Kyle talking to camera and he says, you know, we have a nice relationship and he's still attracted to her, but he might be friend zoned. He's not sure yet.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think that you'll be out of that zone pretty quick.
There's more to come.
Sunny speaks to camera and lets us know that when she's had a couple of drinks, particularly tequila, her alter ego comes out, Sabrina, and she's a jealous bitch of this Sabrina. We've had another Below Deck cast member with an alter ego.
Jezebob.
Jezebob. I could never not laugh at that name every time I hear it. And maybe it's a boat thing or a Beyonce thing. She's got one too. Sasha Fierce comes out when she goes on stage.
Oh, that's a positive alter ego.
Yeah, these two don't have
one. No.
They're like the nasty cousins that you only see every now and then.
Now, do you have an alter ego, Lance?
Negative.
If you did, what would she or he be called?
I don't know because I've already got two names.
Okay. Too hard, that question.
Next. Everyone's up and in the crew mess.
Well, not everyone. Barbie's still in bed and Kyle throws a pillow on her head. She just says, fuck, I'm not a morning person. He was like, okay.
I really liked Barbie then when she did that. It was so funny.
Clear, direct communication.
Yeah, you know where you stand. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. Sunny then apologises to Xandy.
Everyone's pretty chipper this morning.
Like I said before, I really like Sunny. She's had this problem. She's spoken to Ben honestly about it.
Yep.
Very honestly. It's hard to say I was jealous.
It is.
Then she repairs it with all of them.
Yeah.
Quickly too.
Yeah.
She doesn't let it fester or keep going or she just straight away as soon as she sees Xandy, she's like, I'm really sorry. And Xandy's like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Well done.
Agree.
Deck crew are starting their cleaning and interior want to smash it out so that they can clock off. And as Fraser says, with a happy heart.
And they're really hoping for that new stew to arrive.
Keep hoping.
It's going to be a while, I reckon.
It's 12:15. They're doing all the cleaning and Fraser heads up to the bridge to see if there's any news on the new stew. And Captain has none but asks him how Chef's going.
I was interested in that.
Yeah. There's so much we don't see.
And so maybe Fraser had already been talking to Kerry about it, do you think, and that's why he asked?
Yeah,
possibly. It was kind of random out of nowhere, wasn't it?
Yeah. So Fraser raises his concerns about how unorganised he is. And if Captain could pop his head in a bit more. Mm.
Kez is a bit reluctant to do that, and I totally understand why. I feel like he pops his head in quite a bit
already
anyway. And like we said last week, if the food is out on time and there's no complaints, we can deal with a messy galley.
I agree with you. But Captain also speaks to camera about a chef friend of his that worked for him. And it got a little bit weird here because he says she was really concerned about mold in her house.
I was so confused by this too. Molding, I thought he said, in her house. And I was like, what has that got to do with what we're talking about?
Yeah, and he said that she'd worked for him, but her concern was this mold or molding or something. And so that ruined their friendship.
Because he pushed her too hard.
Yeah, I just don't get the...
That ruined the friendship. I don't get the connection between the house and the... I think what he was trying to say is artists like Anthony...
Go gently, gently. Creatives.
Creatives.
Let's not push them too hard because they break.
Put your gloves on first.
Oh, white ones. Real kit ones.
Kit ones.
But then we have Chef talking to camera about his dyslexia and how kids would laugh at him because he didn't know how to read properly. Now, that's hurtful.
Yeah, and it's not just dyslexia, it's severe.
Yes. That stuff that kids do when you're little, it stays with you, doesn't it? And it's like unpacking schoolyard trauma is years of therapy, I think.
You never forget it. No. Either.
And you know, isn't it funny, like, you know the kids' names, first and last names?
Rebecca Murray.
What if Rebecca's listening?
If Rebecca's listening, she knows exactly what she did and who she is. I'll say it again. Rebecca Murray. Like to share?
No, because my one ended up in jail and I'm not going anywhere near that.
Yeah, good. Best not. Let's get on to the preference sheet meeting, shall we?
Jesus, fuck. Like, it's going to take forever. I feel so sorry for Chef.
I've never seen this many.
Ever.
So pedantic.
Awful.
I didn't even write them down because there were so many.
I did. So we arrive. Ben, doesn't he look good with those glasses on?
Yes. Yeah. I had to think back for a minute, but yes.
So, Ben, if you're listening, good job on your glasses selection.
And don't be afraid to wear your hair down.
Or up. So we've got a former cruise director. We have Jill Saran.
And some other friends.
And other people.
Who apparently they all met playing pickleball. Bizarre, the storylines that we get for how these people know each other.
Well, Jill actually says later, and I'll save it for that, but she only knows two people on this charter, so exactly. She hasn't been pickleballing with all of them.
She's been picked to pick on this.
Oh, she's a picker.
She's a pickle picker.
So these guests have some restrictions.
Some.
Yeah. I'm just going to take a big breath so that I can get this out.
Go.
Vegan, plant-based, gluten-free, doesn't like veggies, allergic to banana, egg, lobster in a shell, no good. Vegetarian but starting to integrate fish, not raw. That's all I got too.
I think there was rock melon as well, allergic.
Oh, well, put that in.
Basically, as Fraser says, dust or air.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yep. They want a late afternoon beach day to play pickleball. One of the guests is a real yogi, so she wants to do sunset yoga flow.
Nice. Yoga flow. Kerry's laughing. I think because you could see Anthony was just like, me dead. Kerry was trying to lighten it up a bit.
I mean, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry at this.
At least it's a late pickup, so he doesn't have to make lunch.
So by 9 p.m., everyone's gone to bed. And then here we are, 6 a.m., 8 hours before charter. Dylan is working out.
Yeah, Dills is pumping iron.
He loves the feeling of getting a pump.
He's on top of his game.
He needs a dumbbell every single day. Otherwise, he's sad.
Okay. And Anthony is... basically just gonna improvise? Not a good plan, I'd say, Anthony.
This is the one charter where you would be having to plan it out in whatever way works for you, down to the wire.
Yeah.
How many EpiPens do we need?
Oh, yes, that's entree. Entree is a plate with an EpiPen on it.
And then first course is some Claritine.
Did you imagine... Fraser has a bucket of Clarentine and a bucket of EpiPens, and you're just leaving these on the table for you.
Yeah. We've got some banana and melon. Let me just stab your leg right now so you can enjoy. Kerry's ready for his walk around with Ben, and that goes really well. He's really happy. He said the boat looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't pick up on anything.
No, he didn't.
He did with Fraser.
Yep, and they're a person down, so yep. Fair enough, I'd say. What was it? A hair in the sink? Some paper in the toilet?
Yeah.
And a broken mop, which why would the mop be on display anyway?
His point was that was broken last time I saw it. Why is it still broken?
Yeah, we've been a bit busy.
Yeah.
Dilsey is happy to run all the provisions up and down because he's happy for his calves. He wants calves.
My son's like that.
With calves?
Yep.
I've got so many calves, I could lend him some.
He doesn't need it. He's solid.
Oh, yeah, because your husband's got solid calves too.
Very solid calves.
So why is your son concerned about more calves?
He wants to be like his dad.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yep. Loves a thick leg. Like me.
Unless you're trying to wear skinny jeans.
The men in my life can't.
Wear skinny jeans?
No.
Because of their calves?
Yes. It looks really weird. So husband is not allowed.
Okay.
We've tried and I've said failure, fail. No, yeah. Get them off.
All right.
It's 1:45 and guest arrival is in 15 minutes. Here they are. Here she comes.
They are en route and en masse. Really, there's just one charter guest.
I know, but there's an impending, knowing that preference sheet, you would feel it already. And there's that impending, like, even Kerry saying, straight line, please, getting a really straight line. Like, it's just.
You can feel the tension from the crew. They're not happy and relaxed.
No, they've got, like, game face on and stressed.
Yes. They get their welcome and a tour with Fraser. I think it was Jill mm-hmm. remarked that the boat was spotless.
Yes.
But the hot tub was too warm. Can you turn that down?
Uh-huh.
And Fraser chats about the food restrictions straight up, like when they get back to the bar. He's like, look, I know there's a lot going on. Jill just cuts him off. Not me, Fraser. But don't worry about it. No one's going to go into anaphylactic shock. They'll just get bloated and float away. Thanks, Jill.
I mean, she's funny.
Thanks, Jill, for speaking up for the group.
Constantly.
She needs an actual captain's hat.
Did you ever watch her on
Never.
Real Housewives of New York City? Okay. Never.
Was she like this?
Oh, yeah.
Times a thousand?
She's a New Yorker.
I mean, as much as we're going to give her a bit of a hard time, I don't have an issue with a lot of what she says because she always backs it up with, it's okay, like, all good, we'll fix that next time. Like, do you know what I mean?
I like her.
She is direct and honest, but she's not being bitchy about it. It's just a lot.
It's just her expectations aren't being met.
Yeah.
That's it. And she expects a lot. She's money.
Yeah.
And she knows it. Like,
yeah.
So Jill is on and all the luggage is also on. Dylan comments on it and I was like, I like it too, Dylan. It's lovely.
He loved the Louis, didn't he?
But did you remember that Ben had said, when you get charter guests and you open up that van and there's all designer brands, like all Louis, you know it's going to be a shit show.
Yes.
So Jill's at the bar and she doesn't like the ice. She doesn't like this ice that's in her Diet Coke.
Dump it. Dump it, she says.
Get that ice out of my keep cup.
Barbie knows exactly what kind of ice she wants. So she's like, okay, you wait there. I've got what you want.
Yes.
She disappears into some nether region.
Runs again.
And comes back with nuggets.
Little ice.
Nugget ice.
Like your daughter likes.
Oh, but that's from an ice machine. Jill didn't like the ice machine, so they got another ice machine.
And she's like, this ice, much better. Thank you. You keep bringing me that ice. And I don't care what anyone else says, get my Diet Coke in the freezer. Aye, aye, Captain.
Exactly. Chef and Fraser are talking about dinner. And Anthony says, I'm wanting to do shrimp cocktail and lobster. And Fraser points out, don't do lobster. Primary doesn't like it. So he comes up with scallops. This is what Fraser's talking about. This is what the problem is. It's not the messy galley. It's the not thinking through and not being able to plan.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love scallops. So I was happy about that decision. I wanted to see the scallops instead. Don't we see lobster every episode?
Yeah, I don't want lobster.
Happy for those little scallops to get their time in the sun.
Yeah.
their time to shine.
Yeah. I'm glad that you were looking forward to the scallops that you're never going to eat. And the tofu scallop.
Oh, my God. That was...
Great idea.
My mind was blown. That's...
Inventive.
And the other I word that he said he was going to be, improvisation. So I don't think he planned that. I think he was, okay, vegetarian option. What are we going to do? We've got tofu. Let's do this.
Because that's how his ideas flow, don't they?
Exactly.
He needs to kind of be in that moment and goes, you know what? Oh, I'll make this around tofu and call it a scallop.
And in that moment, it worked. Pulled it off.
The deck team are so busy getting the toys in the water. I know we see it every charter, but
it's a lot, right?
They do so much, don't they? They're just like little worker bees.
So the guests hit the water.
I have heard Ben in an interview say that the most annoying one is the slide.
And where's the slide on this boat?
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't have one. We've not seen it one time, have we?
No, I can't remember. And that would be the thing I would want.
For sure. This is where Jill actually tells Fraser that she only knows two of the other guests, and she asks him how the last charter went. Fraser very cleverly says, oh, they were so lovely. So it makes the job so much easier when they're lovely.
They were the best guests of all time. She says she only knows Noah and Melinda. And then she said Noah's father invented the Moderna vaccine.
That's right. I'd forgotten that. Mm. That's big.
Huge. Okay, so the guests are in the water and Ben's helping one of the guests on the – is it a seabob?
Yes.
Did you notice what he said to this guest?
I watched it twice. Don't get your dick stuck in the hole.
Isn't that where everyone wants their dick?
Actually, didn't he say, don't get your dick sucked in the hole?
Yeah.
I never knew that this was, you know, something to be wary of when riding a seabob.
We wouldn't need to know.
No, but we've never seen it on Below Deck before, and they ride the seabobs every charter.
I know, but maybe Ben says it to people and now they've gone, you know, I'll put this out there now.
Well, he gives a good lesson because he does make sure to tell him you need to tuck your dick super tight.
But he didn't.
Somehow it escaped the tucking because he didn't have enough gaffer tape, obviously. And it got sucked in that hole.
The penis did, in fact, get sucked in.
I don't think it hurt that much because he wasn't wincing.
Is anyone ever wincing when the penis is in a hole? The captain speaks to Ben about his team and who he's thinking of being lead deckhand. And as they're having this chat, we go to Dylan, who's talking to a charter guest on deck, and he asks Dylan what his role is. And Dylan says, I'm a deckhand, but... I'll probably be a lead deckhand soon.
Dylan.
Tickets?
Much?
You've just arrived. Like.
And wasn't it immediately after that that we jumped back out to the conversation with Kerry and Ben? When Kerry basically says, we'll test Dylan out and see if he's got the medal. But in my head, he basically said, but it might not be him. It'll be Sonny.
Mm.
But I'll leave it up to you. Is that what you read from that conversation?
Same. Yep. Yeah.
And all the footage we're seeing of Sonny learning and growing, and I wouldn't be surprised if Ben picks Sonny.
Yeah.
And that's actually what Captain thinks is the best choice.
Yes.
But let's give Dilsey a chance. He just got here, hey?
High five.
Fuck. Did you see? Is that coming up next?
Oh, let's keep going.
Wait, Jill, she's so concerned that there's no electrics in the bathroom until Barbie says, oh, yeah, I'll show you where it is. It's in a secret drawer.
It's then that Jill feels the need to tell her that on the boats that she's been on, worked on, had, the bathrooms have been loaded up.
Fully stocked. She even wanted tampons.
Toothbrushes.
Tums.
What is Tums?
Like if you've got an upset tummy.
Oh, Tum-Tum. That'd be a good touch, she says.
And I hope there's chocolates on the pillows.
Is there chocolates on the pillows?
Never seen them do it.
I don't want chocolate on my pillow.
There will be tonight. It'll be a turd.
And she's like, I'm sorry, I'm the complainer.
No shit.
Barbie wants a stew just for Jill.
Fair enough.
And calls her a freeloading guest who's annoying.
Yeah. But Barbie says to Jill, I'm totally going to sort this situation out for you. And Xandy comes up with the idea to make a little... toiletry basket for each bathroom. So she does that and she drops it down to Jill. Jill says, oh, someone's been scrambling. I quite enjoyed that.
Same.
She didn't say thank you. Like, she knows her shit, obviously.
Yeah.
You know.
This is not her first radio.
This is why it's hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's 9:15 and the first appetizer is ready. Jill likes it. Everyone breathe.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God Jill likes it.
Was this the shrimp cocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure about what the vegan got. That was pretty minimal.
It looked like she got carrot sticks.
Crudité. She did, with a little dip.
As an entree on a luxury yacht.
It's a bit underwhelming.
And then we've got the scallops with roasted carrots. They went down a hit.
Next level.
And now the birthday cake.
He did great.
Everything works.
Vegan, pina colada, flan and a raspberry shortcake. Yum. Jill knows it's made with love.
Everyone's happy.
Yeah. They go to bed early.
Yeah, at like 11:24.
So even though it was a massive day, it wasn't that massive. They got on late, they had one meal and they're in bed already.
Yeah. And 6:45, they're ready for another day. Breakfast.
Vegan French toast and a vegan breakfast. Good job, Anthony. Everyone's having vegan. Make your life easy.
Mm-hmm. But one of them wants hot sauce.
And there's none to be seen.
No one's around.
Someone's even got some in their cabin or chili powder or something.
Yeah.
Someone brought chili powder. That's something I would do. Someone wants a drink
as well. And there's no stews.
So when Fraser pops his head back in, Jill has a recommendation. Give me the bell. Just here. Don't give it to the primary. Put it just here under the table for me so that I can ring it and have a direct line to the chef. That's what she has on her boat. Boats?
You can get it on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's real easy. Just like a doorbell. Just
ding, ding.
You know.
And what does Fraser say again? He says something really funny back.
Oh, your crew must have loved you.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Kyle is chatting to Ben about Dylan. He says he's never high-fived anyone as much in his whole life. Then we have snippets from editing do high-fives, how many Dylan has done, and it's everyone.
It's everyone all the time, everywhere, double high-fives.
So while the deck team are getting the excursion ready, Jill has another suggestion for Barbie.
What's this suggestion, Lance?
She said, I had wanted food out at all times and I don't see that. So Barbie then speaks directly to the primary, who's also there up on the deck, and says from now on there will be snacks out at all times. And the primary says thanks, and Barbie says it's my greatest pleasure.
She can say it and it doesn't sound snarky to me.
Mm.
She goes and does it. She doesn't bother Anthony with it. She goes and sets up the bar and gets those snacks out. She's going to deliver.
She's everywhere.
Yeah.
All of the time.
Jill self-confesses that she's just a little pushy. But at least you'll be satisfied. That's what she says to the primary.
That's all we're worried about.
The primary's like, thank fuck I bought Jill.
So it's 1 o'clock and Barbie's getting the rundown on lunch.
If you'd like to come on over and join our Patreon community, we're at www.patreon.com/theaftdeck or click on the link in our show notes.
There, you'll receive ad-free, early release episodes, a bonus weekly episode called The Wrap-Up, where we deep dive into the show, the crew, and the socials.
And don't forget, Lanes, all the things we want to say on the main show, but don't, for various reasons. There's two tiers, starting at $2 US per month, ending at $5 US per month. Come on over. We have lots of fun. We'd love to see you there. It sounds simple, beef burger, veggie burger, or a lettuce wrap, with or without cheese. But when you've got that many people and that many combinations, potential combinations, you really should have a notepad, right?
Yes.
I don't know why she doesn't. When she can see it's getting a lot and say, one moment, I'm just going to grab my notebook. I'll be back with you in a second. That would have been better than the fuck up.
Yeah. Oh, and fuck up it is. So she comes down and writes out all the orders on the whiteboard, and Chef is already struggling with her writing them and speaking about them it's too much.
She's just like going a million miles an hour and trying to get it out, and that's not helping him at all.
And she even does like, oh, it's a, and this is probably not it, but for example, she's like, oh, and there's a regular beef burger. Actually, no, sorry, it's not a regular beef burger. It's a vegetarian burger and a gluten-free bun. Oh, no, I think it was a lettuce wrap. So I would be already like, can you double check?
Yeah.
I need you to double check that, because it doesn't sound like you got it all.
Yes. She does realize though, and she's like, I'm sorry, is this too disorganized? Should I redo it again for you? And he's like, yeah.
So the lunch is, needless to say, very stressful. The burgers are cold. Jill is like a chihuahua. She's telling everyone, just tell them, be honest. They like to know, is yours cold? Is yours cold? Whose is cold? Tell them it's cold. Tell them.
Hands up. Hands up.
We are in session here, people. And then she says, what's going on with their food? You know, you probably should have done a buffet.
Never seen a buffet, have we?
No. And I'm wondering how they would feel if there was a buffet too.
Exactly.
Like,
Xandy is up there and realizes that there's been a fuck up, and she apologizes for the delay, goes straight to the galley, asks what's going on, and then Captain puts his head in as well. And she says, there will be complaints from lunch. Barbie takes full ownership. She doesn't want Chef blamed for this. Fair enough. And Captain goes into damage control and goes chats to the guests.
Xandy kind of throws Barbie under there.
She does. And Barbie takes it.
Yeah.
She's like, yep, my fuck up.
It would have been good if Barbie had the opportunity to tell Captain what happened instead of Xandy.
And there may not have been complaints, but probably there would have with Jill. So Captain goes, has a chat. I see you've all got your meals. Sorry for the mistake earlier. Everyone good? Yep, good, good. Jill's not happy about that though, is she?
Well, she doesn't think that Captain should have been involved in this.
No, she's a captain. She would never.
She knows. Jill is telling the table that this is why she wanted to know what the meals were in advance so she could change them.
Yeah.
She wanted a menu.
It probably would have been easier for everyone. But Jill is not moving on because she wants a meeting with the chef.
A private meeting.
Yeah. But then she decides afterwards to bring Melinda along, the primary, just because. So Anthony was sterling in this chat, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He says, ladies, we're here to chat about dinner. This is what I've got planned. Jill wants that. She wants the pad thai with chicken.
He didn't have chicken to begin with.
No, because that was the tofu pad thai option.
Yeah.
The rest of them were having curry. Jill wants chicken pad thai. Yep, can do that. Also, I'd like some sushi to start, but I don't like sushi, so I'll have crudité. This is the only thing that stitches him up. Oh, wait, Barbie stitched him up with the burgers.
But he says to them, okay, yeah, I can do sushi. I'll do – he suggests two fish.
Yes.
Or two – was it a tuna and then a something funny?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yep, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm. So here's the question, Lance. Should he have thought about that and given a vegetarian and a non-raw fish option?
Maybe, but I also think, like, you're the primary and Jill Zarin's right there. She has not been shy in saying anything. So Chef says, I'm going to do this sushi, and he says the two types of seafood he's going to put in it. If that was you or me, I'd say, actually, can we just have an avocado and cucumber one, or like – a chicken option. Remember, we've got the vegetarian and we've got a vegan here. So could we have a variety of that? I don't mind the fish, but they don't like it. That's how I feel about that.
Yeah, fair. I mean,
it can't always be up to them. Like, he's thinking of a thousand things. Anyway, I just feel for him because he's like, again, I know I sound like a broken wheel. No, is it a broken wheel?
Broken record.
Record. I've got it wrong. He said it to them. This is what I'm going to make. This is the sushi I'm going to make. Yes, that sounds great.
Anyway, Anthony's off to make sushi and the guests are off to the beach for pickleball.
Pickleball.
With a wiffle waffle.
So Fraser does this like, a welcome. Waff.
Sorry.
What?
A wiffle waff.
Oh, that's what Ben calls the bash.
The ball is a wiffle waff.
There's too many new words here for me.
Yeah.
So they're coming over and Fraser's there with a, welcome to Pickleball Beach. We've missed you. And under his breath, biggest lie I've ever told. Love him. Ben has a game of pickleball, and we've said this many times, but he's great on an outing.
He reminds us of the time that he played with some Wimbledon Grand Slammers.
That was a great episode.
That was last season.
Him and Tony.
Yes.
It was good to have them together.
So they've got quite a lot of staff here. They've got Sonny and Ben are playing Wiffle Waff with them. Fraser and Zandy are serving them drinks. That's four crew.
Unnecessary.
We didn't need two serving drinks, did we?
Nah. Fraser could have just done that without Zandy. Is it because they wanted to do yoga with the crew?
I don't know. But, well, Fraser says to Barbie, he's not even his second, I'm not sure about what to do with the beach. She says, take Zandy. Because even though I'd love to get off the boat, I couldn't be bothered doing yoga. I don't like yoga.
Yeah, and also he says, oh, well, you'll need to do the table.
They decided and agreed on that course of action together.
Fraser is asking Zandy how lunch went, and Zandy says it again.
Big fuck up.
She says Barbie got all the orders wrong. They got sent back because it was cold. She doesn't hold back.
No.
She says it in quite a calm way. I think this is the thing with Zandy.
Yeah.
She's so chill and calm, but very scathing with the words.
Is that the Xanax?
I am. Do not know. Well, Fraser then goes over to Jill.
What? Yeah, not the primary.
No, Jill.
To Jill, who is the newly appointed primary decided.
Yeah.
And apologises. She says straight up, first of all, don't apologise, and then she schools him. Something's off. I don't know what went wrong. He just said, well, the orders were wrong. She's like, ah, no big deal. You do it once and you don't do it again, which is what Kerry said to him, didn't he?
Yep. This is good for Jill. And I know that she's not the primary, but Fraser knows that she needs this conversation.
Yes. And she's enjoying teaching them, isn't she?
Yes.
So, yeah, he kind of plays into that.
Correct. And this all will help with the tip in the end.
Absolutely it will, yeah.
So it's 6:20 and Dylan is on his way to pick everyone up. Barbie is again on her own. She is literally running her ass off, like constantly, in the bedrooms, in the galley, up bitching on the phone to a mate. She needs that.
Yeah, she did get time to have a break.
She needs that, and good on her for having that little bit of time that she needed to do that, I think.
Yeah.
We all need to chat to our friends when we're overwhelmed.
And she does say when Fraser gets back, I didn't realise that Zanny was going to stay there the whole time. I thought that she would come back and help me.
And when they do come back, Zandy's first just to pick on her about not ironing a napkin. I'd be like, get the fuck out. I have been running around doing everything while you've been meditating. I'd be livid. You're looking at me like she should have ironed it.
No, well, I kind of thought, so Barbie was like, where are the ironed napkins? And Zanny's like, well, how do you think it got ironed? I haven't been on the boat. Like, what does she want? Does she want Zanny to go get a napkin and iron it right there and then?
Yeah, because she's been on that boat running around, doing everything, doing all the things. And Zandy comes back, do-do-do-do-do-do, so relaxed, so chill, and needs an ironed napkin. Well, just do it. You've been off the boat relaxing for however long.
Yeah, she could have. She could have said, I'll do that for you.
Yeah.
I agree. And Barbie ends up saying, well, you know, like you don't have to talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7:10. Barbie is now up with the guests. Jill comments that she doesn't know how this crew does it. She's tired.
And they've still got to do dinner service.
And I really like that about Jill. She is an all-rounder with her comments.
I think so too. I don't not like her.
I know.
She's just a lot.
She's a good episode. That's what Jill
is. She's a great episode. She's the Jill Zarin show.
Yeah. So Dylan is in his cabin slapping himself in the face.
And then says, ow.
Like,
what do you think's going to happen, Dilsey?
Why'd you do it?
Exactly. It was weird.
Very. It's 8:00 and guests are changed and ready to head up.
And head up they do to the sushi on the bar. But as we've discussed, there's no veggie. And there's no non-raw fish. Mm. It's all raw fish.
Mm.
Disaster.
Captain is now in the galley and telling Chef to focus on the primary. Jill is rattling our cage and she is not the primary. The primary is vegetarian and there are no options for her. This is a big fuck up.
He's right.
He's right.
We need to focus on the primary. And Jill is trying to derail us. Despite her best intentions, yep. She's trying to do the right thing, but she's throwing everything out of whack.
Well, we're considering her.
She didn't even like sushi.
She asked for it for everyone else.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like she is creating some issues here.
And I'm concerned for Chef. Cap thinks he's imploding.
I wouldn't have said that. He's definitely, this charter is not his best, but hey, it's been one day.
I also don't know any chefs that this charter would, that they would like. This is a really difficult lot of requirements. It's not just one person that's got gluten-free. It's everyone seems to have an issue except for Jill.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, also, Carla, that's it.
Also, Lanes, that's the end of the episode.
Wishing you a lovely holiday in Bali, Carla.
Thank you so much. And I will see you on the flip side next week.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter. Enjoy the holidays.
I hope the bunny was kind to you.
Can I put a Bali pic on that on our Insta?
Yeah.
All right, I'll put a Bali pic. You want a food pic?
I don't know. I'll put a photo up of where I go on my holidays, just some fucking laundry cupboard doing extra washing.
Well, if you go to the laundry cupboard, I hope you take a glass of champs with you.
There's always one hidden somewhere in my house.
All right. Thanks for listening and see you next week, folks.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
It's 2:45 and Sunny drops the anchor. Oh. We've now got sound. We've got a sound effects person and her name is Carla. I can't wait for the next sound effect. I don't know what it's going to be. I can guarantee you it's a fucking burp. That's what I can guarantee. From Jill Zarin eats her meal.
Oh dear. All right. I don't think it hurt that much because he wasn't wincing.
Is anyone ever wincing when the penis is in a hole? Like, isn't that where that's their home?
Correct. Any hole will do. Maybe. Oh. Sorry, that's gross, Carla.
If you'd like to follow us on Insta, come over to theaftdeck.pod.
Or send us an email on theaftdeckpod@gmail.com. We'd love to know what you think about the show and what you'd like us to cover for upcoming seasons.